Carrie, how are you?
Good. Good morning.
It's great to have you here. You are going to make a lot of people happy, and not by your physical labor, but by giving us some information about some construction that's going to take place, which is going to widen a portion of 127 leading up to Lake Lansing Road. That is a terrible time for some folks trying to get off to either get to East Lansing or get over to the new mall. And I know you're pretty excited about bringing this information to us.
Sure thing. We do have a project coming up in early April where we will be adding, essentially it's a merge weave lane that'll connect both the on-ramp at M43, Grand River, going all the way up to Lake Lansing Road. So motorists now won't have to merge back onto the highway. They can actually stay in that lane if they are going up to Lake Lansing.
I got to imagine that's going to clear up a lot of bottleneck issues there.
It definitely will help traffic congestion in the area and safety.
Now, I know that on the corner of Coolidge and Lake Lansing Road, there's been some discussions about some work there. There may be a new building project going there, but that part of the area leading on to the ramps to 127 has been a problematic area. Has anything been decided for that a portion of the road yet?
There has been discussions, but the only project we have planned this year is the one to add that lane along northbound 127.
All right, so work on the emerging lane for US 127 between Grand River and Lake Lansing Road. It's a $1.3 million project. When are we going to start?
We anticipate to start early April, and that project should only take about a month to complete. But during that time, we will have the on-ramp at Grand River to northbound 127 closed for approximately 3 weeks and a detour in place.
Okay. And that project's only going to – how long is the total completion of that project? How long will that take?
Well, we will – the road work itself will take about a month. We'll still need to do some restoration work in the area, but the main impacts to traffic should only take about a month, and the good news for northbound travelers on 127 is that we will still be able to maintain two lanes through the project.
When you add that extra lane, are you going to have to tear up any other portions of the highway, or are you just going to add the one lane?
We will just increase the one lane. We've already done some work last year to kind of widen the median shoulder and slightly and pave that. So that's how we can maintain the two lanes during construction. So hopefully it'll have a minimal impact to motorists traveling on northbound 127.
And you have a couple of other projects to talk about when it comes to helping our roads here in the mid-Michigan area.
We do. We have a resurfacing project on Cedar Street, Cedar Larch, that is I-96 Business Loop. We'll be working on later this summer. And another bigger project on M43 out on the west side of Lansing, out near Canal, going all the way out to just past the old golf course at Rosemary. A big resurfacing project out there that will involve some detours.
Both those projects will start in the early spring?
They will both start in the early spring, yes.
And how long will they take?
Those are full-season projects, so they'll be going through the summer.
And, Carrie, I don't know if you have any knowledge on this, but I'm going to ask you anyway because I got an email from someone who wondered, and I've heard the same information, that there have been plans to put off-ramps from I-96 off to Chandler Road. Do you know anything about that?
I don't. That is a very long-term, in-the-future type of project. Again, there's been discussion, but no plans as of this point.
Okay, nothing in the immediate future.
No.
All right, Carrie. Anything else going over on MDOT you'd like to share with us?
No, just again, with this winter weather now upon us, just a reminder for motorists to slow down, take some extra time when you're out on the roads. With this cold weather, salt always doesn't work as well as we wish it would. So just keep in mind of that and to drive carefully out there.
Yeah, I noticed that the mix that they're putting out on the roads in this cold weather is a salt-sand mix.
Yes, generally below 20 degrees and below, salt really doesn't loses its effectiveness out on the roadway. So we are out there still working, but, you know, we're at the mercy of Mother Nature and the cold temperatures. So as soon as it starts warming up, we'll apply more salt versus sand, and that'll definitely help the roadways.
Carrie, funding an issue when it comes to salt and plowing and those types of situations?
Not so much. I mean, we have cut back slightly with our winter maintenance, more in terms of overtime and when we can be out there on the roads. But during the storm, we are definitely out there. All of our plows and manpower are on the roadways. So safety is always our number one priority at MDOT, and we continue that.
What time do those plows get out in the morning when we have a nasty snowfall?
Well, if it's been snowing all night, they'll be out there during the storm, but generally they are out there before the start of morning rush hour, generally about 4 or 5 a.m. Is when the plows start hitting the roadways, so to help those motorists as they're getting into work.
And do they stay out there during the commutes to work, or do they ease up a little bit and maybe find other places to plow?
Well, it all really depends on when the weather event is happening. I mean, if we have snow on the ground, if we have a storm going on, then, as I said, we'll have our plows out. But if we can kind of come back and clean up some of these routes, you know, at a better time, we might do that as well. So it all really depends on what Mother Nature throws at us.
All right, Carrie, thanks so much. Enjoy your day.
Thank you. You too.